fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. This is the adventure of the Lone Ranger and the Boonville Gold. A telegram flashed from the west to Washington, D.C. It was delivered to the home of John Bledsoe. The white-haired man read it, then sat down in his study with his 21-year-old son. He told Jim about an incident that took place years before during the War of the States.
You see, Jim, the people in Boonville, Colorado, raised $1 million worth of gold to aid the Confederacy. Three wagons loaded with the gold and an escort of 10 men, including drivers, left Boonville. The golden wagons simply disappeared.
Disappeared? What happened, Dad?
The men in the wagons were in the valley when an advance scout brought word that there was a blockade of Union soldiers. So the loaded wagons were driven into a nearby cave. The cave was sealed by exploding a heavy charge of powder. That night, the men in the valley were attacked by Indians. They were massacred, all but one man. He was badly wounded. I was that man.
You, Dad?
Yes. Well, since then, I've wanted to return the gold to its rightful owners. My health has made it impossible to travel, so I've been trying to establish contact with the one man I would trust for such a mission. I have finally succeeded. I received a telegram from that man. You may have heard of him. He's known as the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? I've heard of him. I thought he was a legend. Is he really a flesh-and-blood individual?
You'll meet him, Jim, if you'll go west for me.
Dad, you know I'll do anything you ask.
I've drawn a map on this small piece of paper. It shows exactly where the gold is buried. I want you to take it to the Lone Ranger.
Jim spent 2 days buying clothing and weapons for his trip, then started west. He traveled at first by train, then boarded a stagecoach. In the meantime, the Lone Ranger's Indian friend rode into a woodland camp where the masked man waited.
Oshka, no, fella.
Easy, fella.
Hello. Did our friends the trading post have a telegram from Washington?
Him have it. Here.
Oh, thanks. It'd be a great thing for Boonville if that gold can be recovered.
Them plenty hard up since war end. What message, say?
John Bledsoe's son is on the way to meet us. He'll bring a map.
That good.
We'll meet the stage in Red Rock Canyon. Here's Silver.
That long way.
If we start at once, we'll be there in time. Easy, steady, big fellow.
Come
on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were not the only ones who knew about Jim Bledsoe's trip. Two other men were discussing it in a cafe in a small town north of Red Rock Canyon.
And you see, Slade, the man in the telegraph office is a friend of mine. I happened to be with him when the message came through.
The Boonville Gold.
Yes. Well, here's a chance to get our hands on it, if we can get that map.
Why, that's easy. We'll stick up the stage.
No, not that.
Why not?
If that map is stolen, there'll be an investigation. The authorities will look for a leak in the telegraph office. My friend might get into trouble.
Savvy. Well, we'll make it look like Indians attacked the stage. As a matter of fact, that's just what'll happen. I know a renegade chief who'll help us. He'll attack that stage with about 20 savages.
Jim Bledsoe was the only passenger on the stagecoach that headed west through Red Rock Canyon. The precious map was in his pocket. He gripped the new Winchester repeating carbine and kept a sharp watch for any sign of trouble. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger and Tonto guided their horses east along the canyon rim to meet the stagecoach. Suddenly, the masked man signaled a halt.
Hold over, hold.
He took binoculars from their case as Tonto said,
"Why we stop here, Timosabe? Trail to bottom of canyon, 2 miles east of here.
There are Indians in the canyon, Tonto. About 200 yards to the east.
They see him.
I see two white men with them. They seem to be talking. Tonto, this means trouble.
Indians not friends?
So the renegade followers of Black Bear.
Stage come this way, then sure stop it.
You ride to meet the westbound stage as far from here as possible and warn the driver. I'll try to get help from Fort Miles.
Soldiers at Fort Miles try long time to capture Black Bear.
Well, this is their chance. Montana!
While the masked man dashed away from the canyon, Tonto rode quietly along the rim until he was well past the Indians who were gathered below. Then Tonto rode fast for 2 miles, where he descended to the canyon floor. He dashed along the rocky canyon until he saw the approaching stage. He drew rein and raised one hand.
Hold on, hold on, hold. Him Bledsoe on stagecoach?
Hey, what if he is?
I'm right here, and I'm covering you with a fast-repeating carbine. If you're planning a holdup...
No. Me here, give warning. Bad Indians ahead.
Is this some kind of a trick?
No, it's not trick. Black Bear there. Him got plenty Indian with bow and arrow.
I hear Indians. He must be telling the truth.
Jump in Sassafras. We can't turn around in this canyon.
Indians come this way.
There's just one thing to do. We have to get behind the biggest of these boulders and make a stand.
Me fight with you. Maybe hold off Indians till help come.
Help? Where's help to come from?
Lone Ranger, ride for soldier.
Black Bear and his followers dashed through the canyon with Slade and Myrtle. When they neared the halted stage, gunfire came from behind big boulders.
They were waiting for us.
Take shelter.
It was a pitched battle in the canyon. Most of the Indians had bows and arrows, but several had old-fashioned rifles. Their gunfire blended with the pistol fire of Slade and Myrtle. Tonto, Jim Bledsoe, and the driver fought back from behind boulders.
No! They got me!
The driver dropped his weapon and slumped to the ground. Tonto and Jim maintained their fire.
Can't hold out much longer. I'm nearly out of ammunition.
We just fired the last shot.
The last of mine is in my rifle. Now I'm out. We're through. We're at their mercy. What's that?
It's bugle. It means soldier.
Again and again, the bugle sounded a message of hope and rescue. The Indians heard it, and so did Slade and Myrtle. But before they could decide whether to attack or retreat, a detachment of cavalry swept around a bend in the canyon with a masked man in the lead. The soldiers opened fire from the saddle, and their fire was devastating. They swept past the stagecoach in full pursuit of the Indians who tried to escape. After the fight, Tonto dressed the stagecoach driver's wounds, while the Lone Ranger shook hands with Jim Bledsoe.
And here is the map.
The people of Boonville will be everlastingly grateful to you.
And to you, sir.
Easy, steady, Silver.
Easy, Scotty, easy, fella.
I reckon the soldiers will be mighty grateful, too, after capturing those crooks and Black Bear's renegades. There's a lot of folks grateful to the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver!
Let's go!
Come on, Silver! Come on!